Based on his talks with Lasky, Joe Jr. wrote to his father, he expected to see in Munich evidence of frequent brutalities. Instead, "I was very much impressed by the enthusiasm and confidence created by the policies of Hitler." Joe did allow that one German he spoke to in Pisa, en route to Munich, admitted that it was regrettable that the Jews had to be driven out. But aside from that, the man generally approved of the Führer's policies and manifest achievements. That observation was the single passage in the letter even approaching a discordant note. As for Munich itself, Joe was impressed by the quietness of the city. The only evidence of Nazism he found was the presence of numerous brown shirts who, however, are very nice and polite, at least to foreigners, and one sees no sign of brutality. The quiet, the politeness, the orderliness of Munich seemed to have instilled in Joe a certain coldness of judgment. He wrote to his father that the German people had been left after the World War as scattered, despondent, divorced from hope. Hitler came in, he saw the need of a common enemy, someone by whose riddance the Germans would feel that they had cast out the cause of their predicament. He praised Hitler's perception as excellent psychology, remarking that it was too bad that it had to be done to the Jews. Joe did allow that the dislike of the Jews was well-founded. To his Mogul father, he observed that the Jews were at the heads of all big businesses, in law, etc. Joe conceded that it was all to their credit to get so far, but their methods had been quite unscrupulous. Perhaps to avoid any accusation of vulgar anti-Semitism, Joe Jr. bolstered his argument by citing a comment from Sir James Calder, chief executive of the Distillers Company, with whom his liquor importer father regularly did business. The Jews, Calder had said, so tightly controlled the German legal system that, if you had a case against a Jew, you were nearly always sure to lose it. It was, Joe continued, a sad state of affairs when things like that can take place. As if in a stream of consciousness, however, he also thought it extremely sad that noted professors, scientists, artists, etc. so should have to suffer.